Hey, theme park fans, remember Fastlane?
Hey, look, kids. We don't have to wait in line for the Scrambler.
Lane! Then came Fastlane Plus.
Hey, look, kids. We don't have to wait in line for the non-shitty rides anymore.
So GP.
Finally, there was Season Pass Fastlane Plus.
Yo, now I can cut in front of you peasants all season long. Suck these nuts.
Major pussy.
What did all those have in common? You were still paying a bunch of money to stand in a line.
Fuck that.
Introducing Fastlane Super Ultimate Mega Diamond Edition. The only fucking Fastlane you'll ever need. Waiting in lines? That's for grandmas and poor people.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately.
With Fastlane Super Ultimate Mega Diamond Edition, you'll never wait in a line again. Check out all these awesome features. VIP access.
Very important penis.
With VIP access, you don't wait in line. You are the fucking line.
Back of the bus, bitches.
When you arrive at your chosen ride, you will be personally escorted to your desired seat by one of our smoking hot Scandinavian supermodels. Once there, enjoy a complimentary glass of Cristal while the general peons buckle up. Loading taking too long? Pass the time with a wide selection of Samsung VR porn.
No rules.
Loose articles? No problem. Selfie sticks? Knock yourself out. Or someone else. With Fastlane Super Ultimate Mega Diamond Edition, all parking safety rules are yours to ignore. Want to ride Fury with a furry? Mystic Timbers with your swollen member?
That's optional.
But that's not all. With your Fastlane Super Ultimate Mega Diamond Edition card, you get a host of other perks. A complimentary tattoo of your favorite roller coaster logo right on your dick.
Or boo! We're not sexist.
All you can drink beer buffet featuring Bud Light, Coors Light, and that generic craft beer on tap that we covered up with a ride sticker so you think it was park branded.
White girl wasted.
And free dipping dots.
Plain vanilla.
So buy your Fastlane Super Ultimate Mega Diamond Edition today and tell your friends to fuck off. Just listen to these happy customers.
I rode Intimidator 305 while doing blow off the back of a hooker. Fucking tense.
Well, you know, I always thought that babies are loose article rule was stupid. But now, I can breastfeed my six-month-old while I ride Millennium Fars. Well, fuck yeah!
Act now. Supplies are limited. Fastlane Super Ultimate Mega Diamond Edition is available in just 15 easy payments, $499.99. We are not responsible for injury, mutilation, death, or criminal acts incurred as a result of Fastlane Super Ultimate Mega Diamond Edition. Must be 12 or older to purchase.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Man, I'm going to go buy one of those for Six Flags Over Georgia right now.
Yeah. I think I'm going to as well. But you know what? We have someone with us again today. Normally, we only have someone, you know, join us about once a month, but we had somebody so important that we decided to bring a second person in this month.
So important? Who do you think I am?
Wait, who the fuck is that? Oh, shit, I thought it was Drew the intern. Who are you?
He's got a better mic.
Not as good as Drew the intern, but I am Garrett from the Park Fanatics.
Oh, the former Park Fanatics. Now, former. Don't lie.
True.
But that's okay. We went all the way to California to bring y'all a guest. Woo. And that is the lovely Garrett Simcox. I love the last name, the Cox.
We know you love the Cox.
I assume it's great because I'm assuming both of us have choked on a few in our lifetime.
It's happened. That and every single middle schooler that I ever dealt with has also made fun of that as well, so It's a pretty low hanging fruit for Simcox.
Especially for middle schoolers. Oh god, no.
Oh god. What did I sign up for?
You didn't sign anything yet.
And this is just getting started.
Well, I like where this is headed. I thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a little while since I've gotten in front of a microphone, so it's refreshing. It's good to be back.
Excellent. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you get back in front of the microphone.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. I really enjoyed your podcast. I listened to a few episodes before I came here, and it's pretty much everything I wanted to do with the Park Fanatics, but wasn't able to. So it's just, it's an honor to be here.
Wait a second. You listened to a few of our episodes? Bitch, you're saying you haven't listened to all of them? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I've listened to three, and I skimmed the last one. I'm sorry.
Last one was our best fucking episode.
No, I listened to Blue Balls. Blue Balls all the way through. I got that one through. I think I went backwards. I did the first one I skimmed.
Okay.
That's fine. You know.
We need people to like know all about us. We are egotistical sons of bitches, don't you know? I mean, it wouldn't work otherwise.
I mean, you guys are the next coaster fucking radio, aren't you?
Hopefully. Actually, you know, we plan to take everybody down.
Absolutely. That's our goal.
Down to my basement.
The coaster nerds, you're just going to lock them up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a space reserved just for you. Don't worry.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, I hope you like Boring and Mild, because that's where it's going to be. It's boring and mild.
The room can be boring and mild as long as what's happening there is fun and spicy. I'm wearing my Coaster Radio shirt for you guys. I know how much you guys have a hard-on for them.
Wait a second. It's Coaster fucking Radio here,
Coaster
sir.
Fucking Radio. That's Coaster right. Coaster
fucking Radio.
I'll keep that in mind, I promise.
You're drinking coffee, I assume. I'm drinking hard liquor. So.
Good man.
Hey, it's pink, but do not. It is mainly gin, and it is also Campari. So it's not as much of a bitch drink as it seems. So.
No, gin is dangerous. No, thank you. that's what my boyfriend drinks, and anytime he has me try it, I don't know. It seems dangerous. I can't taste anything. I like tequila. I like to feel that burn, you know?
I was on Twitter and, oh my word, Screamscape just retweeted pictures from the indoor theme park in China of the Phoenix Adventure Coaster. Holy crap, that looks cool. That looks badass.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that does look cool.
Does that Holy not look fuck, awesome?
Yeah. That's like Lord of the fucking ring shit. Although that looks definitely a family coaster.
It does look pretty badass, though. They're really going heavy with the theming on that.
They really are.
You know what it kind of looks like? Is that new roller coaster they just opened in, what was it? Some park in Europe?
Yeah, the Turan coaster. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Turan. Yeah. Our friend Matt has actually rode it.
Really? I'm so jealous of you, friend Matt.
Anyway, that was just my ADD. Holy crap, that looks cool.
That is cool.
Well, you know, ProSlide, you know, has been saying a lot that they have big things coming. Well, let me tell you, with Garrett in my basement, that's not the only big thing that's going to be coming. What?
Oh, God.
But, yeah, let's talk about that. Big things, you know, we talked about on our last episode, big things were coming from ProSlide.
We were thinking about, you know, what's really big coming that ProSlide has talked about. We're like, you know, it's got to be Volcano Bay. Nope, we were wrong.
So is ProSlides the one that's doing all of the slides for Volcano Bay? I'm not actually familiar with ProSlides.
Yeah, I mean, they do the majority of what you see in water parks anymore. I mean, they've done pretty much everything for Holiday World, Splash and Safari. I mean, you name it, they're in every water park. Because, like, they're the kings.
They're like the B&M of water slides.
Whereas the people who built Verrückt are like the Intamin because they kill people.
they probably can't catch a break either, just like Intamin.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, weren't they just barred from coming in to the country to work on the Spire coaster, the Tower coaster, that's never going to get built?
Oh, Skyplex?
Skyplex.
Yeah, they're.
I know, everyone else has forgot about it, too.
They keep trying to remind us.
We've heard many, many different things about Skyplex.
Oh, well, we were definitely wrong about Volcano Bay, though. This was not Volcano Bay at all. It's actually an indoor water park going to fucking Pennsylvania.
This is the phase two of the Kalahari Water Park in Poconos, Pennsylvania, which is now going to have the largest indoor water park in the world.
Well, they don't have anything else, so...
Water give park wise.
Give him the water park.
Right?
No, that's a badass looking water park right there. I guess it has to be if it's, you know, stuck out in the middle of nowhere and it's freezing for half the year.
Exactly. You have to have it indoors. Nobody's going to go out and ride at this time of the year.
Well, here's my thing, though. What's actually groundbreaking about this? I mean, other than the fact that it's the biggest, that's it. There's nothing new. There's no new technology going in here. It's the same shit you see at every other water park. So why don't I just go to Florida?
Indoor water park in the U.S. So it's not even the biggest in the world. It's the biggest in the U.S. It's just Pro Slide trying to pad their numbers like you and your mountain coasters.
Nothing says fun at a water park like wet BO, because that's all an indoor water park does, is it traps like the body odor smell as well. So it's like chlorine and the smell of, I don't know, people's unwiped assholes. It's not a great smell.
It's
terrible.
I don't know why anyone would want to trap that inside. I guess if it's either that stank ass smell or not having a water park at all, these people out in Pennsylvania would choose the indoor water park. But yeah, it's just a bunch of really pale people that don't know how to go to the beach. You know,
shut the fuck up, person from California. Good for fucking you. Okay. You know what type of beach I have here? It's called Osage Beach. Osage Beach. And you know what? You know, the only one good thing you can do there, and that's fish. And I don't want to fucking fish. So.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Fuck you.
But hey, if you ever come out to California, I'll treat you right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ooh, he's wanting to get you in his basement, kind of switch the role plays around.
The only reason he wants me in his basement is so he can stay safe from those damn earthquakes.
See, I don't have a basement. I just have, you know, I have to make do. I'll just chain him to the bed. That's all that I'll do.
Oh, are you poor? Did we invite a poor person on our show?
I think so.
It's California poor, which means I'm spending way more than I should be on like a studio apartment, basically.
But at least it's not Tokyo poor, where you're having to share that with five other people. And
if you're not driving a Mercedes-Benz here, you're pretty much poor. So I fall in that category, I swear.
I happen to know he drives a Prius. I found this out the other day. I also drive a Prius. And as
it's almost like it's a stereotype or something.
Oh my goodness. I need to go buy a Prius too, you guys. So I can be in part of the in club, please. Can I join?
Absolutely.
Please. If I have a Prius, can I join?
Yeah,
it's the three Prius club.
You know, and it's
oh my goodness,
fine.
Yes.
You can buy any size Prius that you want, because it's not the size of the Prius that matters. It's how you fucking use it.
It's what you shove in the trunk that really matters.
It's what you shove in the trunk. You know, we are actually obviously going to do a little bit of news here for everybody like we always do. And we're going to also ask a few questions of this other queer who's here up on the show. It's good to finally not be the only one.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Glad to balance the statistics towards our side.
Right. Or what?
And let's just be honest. Most of the coaster community is on that side of the fence anyway.
Very true. Gosh. We're all gay. I swear. And if you're not, you're lying.
Slater was telling me this. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm rather new to the hobby. Slater's telling me this. I'm like, okay, you know, sure. And then I went to the first Ace event down here, and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, by the time the fifth person, like, wanted to eat your asshole, you're like, is he gay? Because, I mean, straight dudes offer to eat assholes all the time, but I'm starting to wonder, there's a theme here, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know, and the thing is, luckily Uncle Kevin is not gay, but you know, he enjoys eating an ass.
You know, on a spare time. You know, everyone's gotta have a hobby.
I'm sorry, Kevin, not really. No,
no, you're not. We know you're not. It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
You know, we've already really established this, but I'm going to ask a few basic required questions. Like, I'll start with this, the simple one. So, where the hell are you from?
So, I live out in California. I'm out here in Long Beach. Yeah, LBC.
Oh. Well, okay, now my dick just went limp.
I know. I had to make the listeners cringe somehow. So, yeah, I live out here in Long Beach, but I lived in Florida for 5 years, so I have a lot of history out at Walt Disney World. And then
have you ever even seen snow?
I have. I was born in Massachusetts. I know, right?
You've actually lived in the three gayest states possible.
Well, that's not true. I've never lived in Texas.
Well, they say everything's bigger in Texas, so, you know, I'm sure you want to live in Texas or go experience Texas.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was born in Texas.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. You got yourself a little Southern flair.
That's definitely true. I try to pretend I don't, but it definitely comes out. And then, of course, my next question for you is, it's another simple one, is how the fuck do you even know us?
Well, I actually found you guys through Twitter, and then you guys messaged me about this, so I started binge listening to what you guys had, and from here on out, it's been history.
I'm going to be honest. I was a fan. I mean, Park Fanatic existed before Ride This One did, and so I was actually already a fan.
Oh, well, thank you, dude.
You know,
there wasn't many of you, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, let me put it this way. I was a fan of Garrett's Coaster Corner, and then you all started talking about Hot, and I turned it the fuck off. I'm sorry. I can only take so much.
It did get a little Hot heavy, but man, the Hot fanatics out there couldn't get enough of that, because there's not much Hot coverage, especially in the off months, you know?
Have you listened to Hot coverage in the month of October? It's basically one fucking month of Hot stuff. Is that not enough for those Hot kids out there?
No, it's not.
And you're wrong, Goliath. It doesn't start in October. It starts the day after Halloween.
No,
it
yes. just,
oh my God, they're obsessed with it. And I Absolutely. Can, I do a haunt in my fucking garage. The whole neighborhood comes. Like, I'm really big into it. But you know what? It's not the only thing I can fucking talk about.
You yeah. are much different than most of the haunt world. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I know. I have a life. And a cat.
Who likes cock?
Most Hot people have cats, too.
I do. That's a hobby of its own right.
I never would have guessed. Cheers to that.
You know, people all the time say to me, it's like, I'll say something at work. And they're like, that's got to be the gayest thing that's ever come out of your mouth. And I'm like, no, the gayest thing that ever come out of my mouth is a dick. So.
I'm glad you said dick, because that means that you don't spit like a true gentleman.
That's right.
But of course I don't spit. I'm a man. I can take it.
He's not a vegan or anything.
I'm definitely not a vegan. Oh, shit. Are you a vegetarian?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
I need that meat.
Good.
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 That's the, right. we've already had the vegan on our show. We can't have any more vegans on our show. So Slater, when you're booking guests, you know, when you message them on Twitter saying, oh my goodness, can you get come on my show? Cause I really like you. Make sure you ask them if they eat meat, because we've already reached our vegan quota.
Right.
Oh, when's the last time you've had bacon? Very important question.
And I can say a week ago. I apologize. It's been a week. But, you know, it's coaster season, so I got to look good going up into the park, you know. Got to catch the ride op's attention. They have to be like, I don't want to walk into the ride and the ride op be like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to push down on that restraint. You know,
So what I'm going to experience next week. That's going to be me next week. I know for a fact that's going to be me next week, but that's okay.
As long as it ratchets, that's all that matters.
Exactly. As long as you can get two clicks on Goliath, you're good.
That does not apply to an Intamin, however.
No.
No. Good luck with those.
Good
I
luck.
Don't even fit in those. No.
Oh, shit. Well, I am fucked forever. That can't be true.
Wow.
I've ridden several in them.
Well, I'm never going to ride an Intamin.
Well, that's not true. Your favorite drop tower is an Intamin.
Oh, do you still have one of those classic old Intamin drop towers out there?
No, we have Acrophobia, R.I.P.
Oh. R.I.P. It's still there.
R.I.P. Acrophobia. Now it's Drop of Doom VR bullshit.
Everything's VR bullshit now.
Yeah, next week we're going to have some fun experiences on VR.
Well, not next week. It's going to be 2 weeks, because we're going to take our week break You know, we do 3 episodes a month, and then, you know, we take the last week off. But we will come back, and we are going to be doing a very VR-heavy episode. So I hope you own an Oculus Rift. It's the only way you're going to experience our show. No, I'm kidding.
Ride This One, brought to you in virtual 3D.
Basically, it's me and Goliath dicks in your face the whole time.
So you're doing exactly what the theme parks are doing. You're shoving VR in everyone's faces just to get more listeners.
Absolutely. If it works, you know, I'm all for it. You know, that's how we become number one. We've got to set the standard. VR podcasting on Ride This One.
See, you got to virtually be in the room while you're recording. That's the gimmick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You need to feel like you're in Slater's basement.
Now, there's a haunt idea right there.
Oh, now, goodness, come on. Yes. That's some people's fantasies.
We're gonna add smells to it, you know? Call it, quote-unquote, 4D.
If we were adding... Let's see, the smells of my basement. So, how exactly do you make this smell... Like, make a room smell like someone just got fisted? I'm not really sure.
Well, first, you got to ask the guys that make the Dark Ride cologne. I'm sure that they would have the ability to make a Slater's Basement cologne.
Yeah, actually, Garrett, have you heard about this cologne that they make to smell like Disney Dark Rides?
What? No.
Yes, there's a Disney Dark Ride cologne.
Who is the market for this? I don't think I ever want to meet someone that scented like the Haunted Mansion.
There's
only one
market. There's one market. And that...
Smell like the ass waters of Pirates of the Caribbean. What is the point of it?
I don't know.
I've never smelled a dark ride and thought, like, this is what I'd like to smell like. This is perfect. No, it always smells like vomit, BO, and salty seawater from 1970.
Absolutely. You know, I'm assuming that the next odor is going to... We've all been behind that person in line on a hot day, and you're just getting whiffs the whole time in line, and you're, like, just hoping, please let us be on the same train, because you're like, I don't want to end up sitting in the seat after them. So, you know, when they get up out of their seat, and you have to go sit down, and that smell wafts up?
Oh no.
That's got to be like their... What would you call that? Like, I don't even know.
And you know, you can charge $64 a bottle for that.
$64 fucking dollars? Jesus $64 Christ.
Fucking dollars for Dark Ride cologne.
I could get like 100 blowdrops from Mama Paula for $64.
Right?
Damn.
But then you'd have to go to Kentucky fucking Kingdom.
And who's going to go there? Fuck.
Oh, God. Not me.
So anyways, you know, we have actually stories we're supposed to talk about.
They do have your favorite, they do have your favorite 3D experience there, don't they?
Yep. Angry Birds 3D. Yeah. Blew my fucking mind.
Well, you know what else is going to blow your fucking mind? Kennywood. They're bringing in Lego Movie 4D. Yes. You guys get to experience something new, something that scientists don't even experience. 4D, the fourth dimension.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that amazing? Scientists haven't even been able to experience that, but we're bringing it to you in our theme park.
Yeah, so what is the fourth dimension, though? That's my question. I mean, we understand what the three dimensions are, but what is a fourth dimension other than a terrible roller coaster in California?
Terrible. You hold your tongue, sir.
And I will not hold my tongue, sir.
Well, that coaster is my love, and if you insult her, you're insulting me, too.
Okay, well, first of all, we know you're not into bitches, though.
I know.
Whatever.
We all know that X2 ain't no girl. The thing fucks you in the ass like any other amazing ride.
Poor Goliath. He's like, shit, I knew I was on a gay podcast, but fuck.
I've actually been strapped on to X before it changed over, so I can say it was an amazing ride. It blew my mind.
It might have blown your mind out of your head when it was the original X2. That thing was so rough. I don't know how you survived.
I actually rode it the first or second season it was open, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. You caught it in like the golden era.
Yeah, I talk shit about California, but yes, that's correct.
It's just because he's never been.
I've never been to California. I'm a little jealous, but our very own Goliath is originally from California. That's where he hails. Oh, cool.
Yes.
You know, me, I am a Midwest boy through and through.
Yes, I'm actually from Northern California, not Southern California. Very different states.
Yeah, practically.
My home park was actually Marine World Africa USA.
And it's funny is that's a park I legitimately forget exists at all. Like, all the time. I'm like, wait, oh yeah, that exists down there.
Discovery Kingdom's a badass little park. It really is. It's, you know, they got a bunch of, like, really good coasters right, what is it, right up front, or are they all in the back?
That's the question. They're not really an entrance, but it is because it's along the highway. Is Medusa an entrance coaster, or is it not?
It kind of, I mean, it's in the parking lot, just like every other floorless coaster in California is. It's like our tradition.
That's the way you build a floorless coaster in California, isn't it?
Yeah, over striped lines in a parking lot. It's the only possible
way. Yeah, that makes
sense. All right, you two faggots. Okay, I realize we're supposed to be talking about Kennywood right now. Our tangents are getting crazy now.
He's got a point.
We're supposed to be talking about Kennywood. Way other side of the country, okay?
Good luck editing this one.
Oh, trust me, I've had much worse than this.
He's a professional.
Well, you're going to have a professional time digging through 8 hours of tangents to find and 1 hour of audio.
This episode's going to launch when Skyplex does.
Damn. So never. This is never coming out.
I think it'll launch before Skyplex. I'm hoping.
Everything will launch before Skyplex. Absolutely everything. We're going to get on Mars first. We're going to have cars that drive themselves. Maybe.
We're supposed to be talking about Kennywood.
Kennywood.
Kennywood's RMC will open before Skyplex.
Well, it actually legit will, because they're supposed to build one in 2018, and that's actually coming. We've seen the plans. I'm excited.
Hey, Lance, listen to this. We're telling you about something cool that's going to happen. You should write about it on your webpage.
Yeah, like you do with all of our fucking stories, Lance from Screamscape. We talk about something, and I shit you not, it's like a day, 2 days later, it's up there on Screamscape. I'm like, oh, well, where did you hear that from, Lance?
Recently was the Dollywood removing their kiddie coaster. We talked about it. The Monday it dropped, a couple days later, he has a write-up about Dollywood getting rid of their kiddie coaster. I'm like, I wonder where you heard that from.
Yeah, and there's been a few other things. So I'm just saying, fake news! No, I'm kidding. It's
see, that's how you get people to your site. Start writing stories about nonsense on your site about theme parks. You'll get a million clicks. A million.
Did you all hear? There's something crazy happening at Cedar Point. That's all you have to say. Yeah. And then like, people are like, wait, what? What? There's something happening at Cedar Point? Oh my God. Yeah, they're adding a new type of trash can over to the, you know, the south area of the park. And people are like, oh, a new trash can. Oh my God. You know what? They moved that trash can 6 feet to the left. They're making room for a footer for a new fucking roller coaster. That's what's happening.
It's going to be a 500-foot steel Intamin inverted drop tower coaster with laser beams on the front.
With a splashdown.
And we're supposed to be talking about Kennywood.
And Kennywood. Kennywood. What the hell is happening out at Kennywood?
Does anyone really want to talk about Kennywood? Let's just be honest.
No.
Okay, fuck you, Kennywood. Do something interesting and we'll talk about you. So let's ask Garrett a couple more questions, because I don't think we're going to get through this entire list, or this might be a long episode. I don't know.
This is why I wished you luck.
Oh, God. That's okay. That's like, oh, shit. Are you going to end up being a two-parter? Fuck!
I'm a recipe for disaster 9 times out of 10, so. You did this to yourself, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what is your home park then? I mean, the way you talked about X, is it Magic Mountain? I don't know the geography of California. You told me where you live. I don't know how that shit works.
Yeah. Six Flags Magic Mountain is one of my two home parks. It's that one and Knott's Berry Farm. There's some Disney thrown in there. You know, Disneyland, I go maybe like twice a year. And then, you know, maybe SeaWorld once in a decade. But pretty much, it's Knott's Berry Farm.
You're not going to be able to see fireworks down there. So, you know, there went that idea.
They didn't take my fireworks away, okay? That's a 2-hour drive for me. I got Disneyland and... a couple other parks in between here and there, so I'm set.
It's fine. I'll show you some fireworks in my basement.
Ooh. Oh, goodness.
Don't worry, it's actually the Rohypnol I'm gonna give you. It's just before you pass out and then you wake up with a sore asshole, but you know, it's fine. It's nothing.
And then the next morning your head's exploding like fireworks because of,
you know, necrophilia. I like sex with no reaction, but you know, I don't actually like to kill people.
That's the shortcut, is it?
Yeah. But you want the necrophilia experience. You should do that in VR.
That's why I like B&M coasters so much, because I don't like to fill shit.
So... Oh, stab at B&M.
You know what's funny is that's not true, because we all know that I love wood coasters.
That's a perfect segue. My question for you is, are you a steel fan or are you a wood fan?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Where do your alliances lie?
Well, that's a good question, because there's not much wood in California anyways.
Hallelujah.
It's true. It's true. We're kind of lacking. You would think that the gayest state in the world would have plenty of wood to work with, but no. We're barely hanging on to our wooden coasters because we've got, you know, Ghost Rider and what else?
You have Gold Striker.
Gold Striker. Oh, gosh. All the people up north are going to be pissed off about that.
Oh, you're going to say you haven't rode Gold Striker. Oh, you fucking faggot. You haven't rode Gold Striker, have you?
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Ah! I know. My coaster count is way lower than you would have thought. I swear.
What is your coaster count?
I want to say last time I counted was around like 80.
Wow. This is the first person we've had on that I have a higher coaster count than. That's awesome.
It really was nice having you today.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming to Ride This One podcast.
See, I never wanted to mention that on my show because I was always kind of ashamed of it. I was like, who would listen to someone that's only ridden 8 coasters?
But, no wonder you only had a corner on your show.
See, I'm obsessed with coasters, though. I'm a fanatic. I really am. I spend a lot of spare time just nerding out and like looking at Wikipedia articles and Screamscape pages and anything I can find on coasters. So that's what started this all, was a passion for it, right? So as time goes on, that count will go up, I promise.
Okay.
Of course.
I got a couple trips planned.
But we never quite got the answer. Wood or steel?
Oh. Wood or steel. You know, I like them both. I like wood for the classic woody rough feel, but steel is where, you know, the boundaries are pushed. We'll find the fastest, tallest, most amount of loops, and that... I'm a sucker for that. I love the gimmicks of coasters. I love those. I love drop coasters like Efteling. Like, the theming on that is just amazing. Oblivion out at Alton Towers. Like, I love heavy theming on coasters, on drop coasters. So it's hard to choose steel or wood because they both have their high points. And I'm obsessed with both of them.
So what you're saying is you're a bi rider.
I've never been bi in my life.
We're not talking about what you do with your penis.
You just told us that you like both steel and wood. So what you're saying, actually, you're not a bi rider. You're an RMC rider.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, there you go. I'm just a hybrid fanatic. That's all.
One of the questions we asked a lot of people is, you know, if you could choose one ride to have a sexual encounter on. And we asked this because we're making this book, which I'm mentioning yet again, called the Coaster Sutra. But if you could choose a ride to have a sexual encounter on, which would it be and why? And please describe in detail how you would accomplish this said move.
Okay. Okay. Well, my first instinct is dark ride, right? So, and if we're going to home park. Right. I would either say Voyage to the Iron Reef or Haunted Mansion.
Okay, here's the problem. Here's the problem. I got to have an answer. The only reason you would pick Voyage to the Iron Reef is because you're so fucking bored. What else are you going to do?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sick of shooting metal crabs all over the place.
The other great thing about it is the line is completely non-existent. So you can go and have some fun and then continue on, you know?
Complete privacy. No one else.
There's not going to be anyone else on the entire ride. Let's just be honest.
See, that's one of my reasons I'd pick Voyage, I think. Because you have, for two people, you usually get your own car. And there's only one other car attached to you. There's one spot in the ride where the two cars face each other. As long as you have that timed out and you, like, you know, pull your little Christian move and sit back up with your hands in your lap at that moment, then I think you could fully pull off anything you wanted on Voyage to the Iron Reef. Now, the only downside I could see is, like, the video cameras. There's video cameras everywhere, right? So either
some people like being watched.
Some people like that. And, you know, let's just be honest. Maybe if we approach Cedar Fair, they'll be like, hey, this is a new way we can sell stuff. This is an upcharge attraction. You can buy your sex video.
Disney already understands. They're jumping into that field with their filming women.
We've already discussed Disney doing it. So Cedar Fair is going to be like, hey, that's a brilliant idea. Those guys that ride this one.
I mean, they already do that. Anytime you hook up on any ride, there's someone saving that video somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Who knows what they're doing with it. I mean, we all know what they're doing with it. But yeah, that video gets saved for sure. So that would be my only thing.
Mr. Security Guard at Cedar Fair, you know, if you have those, drop us a line. RTO Slater, RTO Goliath on Twitter. You know, share that. We'll gladly help the masses experience it as well.
Oh my gosh. Rest in peace, your inbox. You're just going to get flooded with a bunch of sex tapes from theme parks across America.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and mention it. I mean, y'all can find Garrett at the Coaster Roll on Twitter.
Me.
Yes, he wants them too. But I'm going to ask you, what's your ex-hamster handle? Because let's be honest, you have one.
Oh, I haven't registered yet. I've got the videos ready to go.
Oh, shit. But anyways, we didn't describe what move. So what are you going to do?
I mean, if I had to choose, I would think that a blowjob would just be the easiest, but where's the fun in that? So it would pretty much be like bent over the front of the car, you know, barely hanging on for dear life while you're getting the ride of your life. That's about the only way I could picture it.
So would you use the guns on the ride or?
Oh my. Oh, I mean, goodness.
Why not?
I mean, there's four of them. So, you know, you could sit four across, you know, you got four guns. You could, you know, have a little bit of fun.
Garrett's Iron Reef quadruple penetration. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. With sticky guns the size of my fist. Yes. Four of those, please. Yes.
Actually, speaking of that, I guess it's only fair. Top or bottom, sir?
What kind of show did I sign up for?
First of all, you had these questions ahead of time. You had these questions ahead of time, so you had every opportunity to not answer our call.
And didn't you tell us that this is exactly what you wanted to do with
Park Fanatic? He forgot what your show was called. Oh, fuck.
It's okay. Everyone else has forgotten already, too.
Isn't this what you said you wanted to do with Park Fanatic anyway? I mean, we're just giving you the opportunity.
True. It's true. I mean, I haven't had the opportunity before to say my sexual preferences on my theme park podcast. Why not come and do it on yours? Shit.
Come wherever you like.
Come wherever you like. Thank you. That's the perfect answer to that.
Come as you
are. I'm top and bottom.
Oh, okay. You're a verse boy. Good. That's a good thing. That means you're a man of modern times, which makes sense. You're a bi rider. So there you go.
Hybrid. You've got to be politically correct. They're called hybrid riders.
Right. He's a hybrid gay, a hybrid rider. It's all good. Wait a second. So that means like Twisted Colossus. Yeah. Is that transsexual as far as coasters go?
No, I wouldn't say that because Twisted Colossus.
It was forced. Twisted Colossus did not make that choice.
And Twisted Colossus is both, which means that they are more like a No, I don't know what you would say.
So Twisted Colossus is a hermaphrodite.
There you. Yeah, but switched over. I don't want to get offensive.
Do you know where we're at? Where we're at, like
there's no offensive that doesn't exist here.
Here, if I'm just afraid if I say the wrong one, the one trans listener you have is going to like unsubscribe. So,
you know, I actually have several trans listeners.
Oh yeah, shout out to those. Shout out to those guys, or not guys. I shouldn't say shit.
Hey, guys and girls. They
and
are
girls.
They are
guys exactly. And girls. I just assume their gender. I'm such an asshole. I'm sorry.
Oh God. You know, did you assume my gender? I'll probably edit that out. No,
please do. We were pretty edit heavy on the Park Fanatics too. Let me just tell you, the shit that ended up in the garbage was horrible.
You know, let's go ahead. Well, it doesn't seem we're getting very far, so I'm going to push this forward here. I wanted to mention something. And
thank you for being willing to push it for us.
Push it real good.
Push it, baby. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Raiders.
Raiders. So, I hate football.
I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about.
It's a team. Okay, you know, believe it or not, I played football in college.
Hmm.
So I cared about it while I played, and oh yay, sports jokes! I'm bored now.
No, that was a gay joke.
That was a pretty gay football joke.
It was a gay football joke.
All football jokes are pretty gay, though. It's the tight pants.
Right, of course.
Football is gay.
You know what's also gay? Not actually being able to ride a fucking banshee.
Yes, Avatar fucking lied. Disney's Avatar Land or whatever the fuck they're calling it. And I know everybody out there, we promise all the time, we're not a Disney podcast. We're not, and it just keeps fucking coming up. Okay, but y'all
you
like
can't
it,
escape
I guess?
The mouse. You cannot escape the mouse.
You can't. He's our pimp, I think.
He's everyone's pimp.
Everyone's pimp. But they lied. They're like, you're going to get to ride a real life banshee. And there was even a leaked photo of someone straddling a banshee. Or was that just furry porn? I'm not really sure what I was looking at. But there was someone even like straddling like this banshee thing. I don't know, but apparently now, no, you're not going to be doing that. It's just these like almost similar to a Tron light cycle seat. And no
really?
Banshee whatsoever.
I mean, and is the light cycle seat shaped like a banshee at least? Is
no.
It?
No.
Nothing.
Not at all.
Nothing. Why? What the hell? So
basically,
what are you?
Because
riding?
Disney's gonna learn from Six Flags, and they're gonna say, "Oh, hey, when you come into our theater, here's a VR mask, and yes, it looks like you're getting into a banshee, maybe."
No! Here is how Disney is rationalizing this through theming, and I love this. If anyone remembers the movie Avatar, which is nobody, so they to get into the Avatar. Obviously are put into a suspended animation, so to speak, and then their brain is imported into this body that they grew, all weird science bullshit. Well, that's the whole concept. If you're getting into a seat that is doing that and putting in you into your avatar where you ride the banshee. So that's how they're weirdly getting around that. Like,
okay.
It's kind of like I'll applaud them, but it's also very misleading from the beginning.
But you got to give them props that not only follows the storyline of the movie pretty much perfectly, like that's got to be an awesome cost-cutting saving move for them. On top of that, they're like, sweet, they're still riding "quote unquote" a banshee. We're good.
Oh, you want to do what? Oh, fuck no! You know, it's not gonna happen.
Oh my goodness, we need more of that. We need more of that voice.
Me doing Mickey?
We need Dirty Mickey Slater. We need more of that.
Well, fuck me in the ass,
oh shit! Oh God! I'll tell you what. Garrett can be Minnie. I'll be Mickey. We'll see what happens. No,
I can't. I mean, if you go to Disneyland, there's a good chance that it's two dudes in those costumes anyways.
Oh, it's definitely two dudes.
Always.
But no, they fucking lied to us. Now, I'm still going to go because I am one of the few people who's very excited about the new Avatar Land. I can't wait. Like, I
it does look really cool. Okay, the few pictures that we've seen of what's going to be released is pretty fantastic. I've never seen anything like that. It's a beautiful, beautiful addition to that park.
I only actually saw what Avatar, at least what they've been showing, looked like recently when there was that whole video with Whoopi Goldberg and James Cameron. Before, it was always Joe Rohde, and I was just distracted by his ear, and I just couldn't see anything else.
You mean the planet that he's dangling from his ear? Oh, gosh.
I'm still pretty sure that, like, he gets fucked in his ear.
We all have our fetishes, man. I mean, props to the man for finding what gets him to the end.
You know, that wasn't an unwise thing to say. So tell us about your fetishes.
Oh, God. No.
You know what that means, Goliath? He is so much a no on that. That means he is into some kinky fucked up
shit.
Oh,
my goodness, yes.
You are a kinky fucking asshole.
People think I'm pretty vanilla, but that's because I keep my life separate from what we do in the bedroom.
I could always tell on Park Fanatic that you were censoring yourself.
A little bit. A little bit.
Oh, and by the way, I am a homosexual. Yep. But moving on to Haunt, because that's all we fucking talk about.
Oh my God. It was very rare that I ever got to actually talk about being gay on our show, because we just, you know, we tried to keep it. We'd go on tangents like this, but like, we went on so many that we had to cut them all out. Like, it was terrible.
I don't like cutting stuff out. I have to cut enough out.
If we had left that unedited, it would be like NC-17. Let me just tell you that.
Well, you see, now that would have made
the
show so much more entertaining. Now,
I mean,
I'm going to give you all props. I really enjoyed your interviews. The only, like, Haunt thing I really, really enjoyed, and that's just a personal preference. Your Haunt coverage was fantastic. So I'm going to make that clear for other listeners. It's still out there, guys, Park Fanatics. So if y'all want to hear some great Haunt coverage and some good Park stuff in there, too, it was an excellent show. So by no means I make jokes, but go listen. But that said, I really enjoyed your, what was it, Sliders of Ghost Town?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that coverage. I found that absolutely fascinating because it was a whole world I didn't know about. That was really interesting.
Yeah, and that was from that documentary that got put out, I think by, what's his name, Braden Freeland or something. That was a really good episode, not only because it showcased the movie, it also showcased the sliders themselves, which all of them, if you meet any sliders that work at Knott's Berry Farm, they've got a million stories. So there was no way that we could fit that all in one episode, because just the one slider that came on our show, I think his name was Eric, he had 5 hours worth of stories that he could have told us. The smallest subset of the Haunt community, and they end up scaring the crap out of so many people that they just have a million good stories. It was a really good, fun episode to do.
Hey, Goliath, wasn't that probably the best part of Dorney, was us watching the sliders when we were there?
Absolutely. The sliders were the best part of Dorney. Fuck that park.
That park. Fuck that park! Oh, my God. Okay. So.
You have been banned from all Cedar Fair parks.
Yes, absolutely. The sliders were amazing. Watching them just sitting there trolling people, I was like, you know, if I was female and hot and, you know, could move, that would be fun to do, just to troll people. But I'm none of those.
Well, okay, they're not all women. They just happen to all be women at Dorney.
I'm surprised to hear that they're all girls over there. There's all very girls. Few girl sliders on our side of the country here, I feel like. But it's crazy how big it's grown, and it mostly came from Knott's Berry Farm.
And you know what's funny? I mentioned Not Scary Farm to them. Oh, shit, I'm talking about Haunt. Anyways, this last thing I'm going to do, I mentioned it to them, and they about came.
we're moving on, Slater. We're moving on, Slater.
Okay.
We're not a Haunt podcast.
Not. We're not.
See? See, you can't deny that you want to talk about the Han. It's too juicy. There's too much good stuff to talk about.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's talk about some coasters.
Okay.
And things that are going to be happening when it comes to coasters.
Lack of coasters.
Coasters that have been removed.
Parks that have been removed. And of course, we are talking about Geauga Lake.
Is it Geauga? Have I been saying that wrong this whole time?
Geauga.
I think it is Geauga. I don't know. It's some fucking Indian name.
I think it's Geauga, but I...
Geauga? Okay. Geauga Lake.
That is the most letters of any name I've ever seen.
Really? Really? Because we're talking about... No. Because we're talking about Lake Winnipesaukee later in this episode.
That's the most vowels. Vowel to consonant ratio. Geauga Lake, there's four vowels to two consonants.
And the two consonants are G's.
Yes.
Oh, so good luck saying that when you're drunk. Geauga.
So I talked about the other day how I went to Conneaut Lake Park and their infamous gum wall and all of that. One thing I failed to mention is, oh, what a weird, weird park that is. Their gift shop had almost no Conneaut Lake merchandise whatsoever for sale. Almost none. But you know what it was filled with? Old Geauga Lake merchandise. I shit you not. I even bought a magnet. It's on my fridge right now. They had a bunch of old Geauga Lake. And mind you, Conneaut Lake Park's in Pennsylvania versus Ohio. So
it's not even close. What the hell?
They're not connected. This isn't like an old like Cedar Fair or even Six Flags property. They literally bought it and decided to sell it in their gift shop.
I guess it's better than sending it over to Africa like we do all our t-shirts and stuff.
I mean, I guess.
There's some huge fans of Geauga Lake. I'm sure they're stoked to find that when they do.
Yeah, and they're all like really sad people in their 50s who think that there's a future and that'll actually get rebuilt. Like, I get a fucking girlfriend. So
that's never going to happen.
Cedar Fair has some plans. You know, maybe the new plans will happen and it will open before Skyplex.
I believe it will open before Skyplex.
That I believe for sure. So what are they putting at Geauga Lake? Because I thought it was just like a desolate dust pile with like a water park shoved in the corner.
A closed water park.
Oh, is it closed now?
Yeah, they shut down. Last year was their last season.
Yeah, that was last season. Last season they shut it down.
The death gurgle of Geauga Lake finally came to in 2016. Can we just say fuck 2016?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we can.
They took Geauga Lake from us.
They took Geauga Lake, yes. I don't really care about that part. I'm sorry. I don't fucking care. I never went. I have no attachment to it.
So what
I'm
are they going to do with this place, though? Because that place is huge.
It's going to be made into a shopping area.
Oh, fuck
They're going to be adding a Meijer store, a boardwalk, a resort, a college/hospital building, public parking space, boating, residential, and even some small rides could be placed on the site.
Oh, you know, I love going to a resort for a nice parking complex.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, what the fuck? There is a carousel in the renderings, so I guess they're putting a carousel in.
Oh, goody. That'll pay homage to the, like, you know, 15 coasters that they just ripped the hell out of there. Like, don't even put rides there. It's just insulting. There's so much history, and you're turning it into, like, a mall with a resort strapped on the side of it. It's so sad.
Well, I hope they at least, if they're going to be putting a carousel there, I hope at least they give me the ability to earn some cock rings.
No. Brass rings, Goliath. Brass rings.
Sorry, brass rings. My bad. Brass rings. My bad, brass rings.
I forgot that they used to give those out to children.
Yes, they did.
Back in the day on the carousel.
They still do at Knoebels.
Do they?
Yes.
Yes. You can. Oh, have you? Oh, that's right. You're not very well traveled. We established that. So you, I'm assuming, have not been to Knoebels.
Not to Knoebels. I have been to a couple New England parks, like Canobie Lake and Six Flags New England a long time ago.
Okay. So. Okay. So you've been to the basically the asshole of that region.
Yeah.
So
Massachusetts, you know.
Right. Right. Well, good, 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 good. Well, it's really unfortunate because yes, there's a lot of history, but I'm assuming they just, you know, they closed the water park. So that's getting torn down. I mean, they've already started ripping it out. They tore down the old wood coaster that was there. So that was the last standing ride. I mean, you're starting to see activity out there. So I'm assuming this is something that's actually going to start moving forward within at least in the next couple of years. And I suppose, I mean, the theme park's never going to get rebuilt. There was no hope of that ever happening. So I guess them doing something with the site is better than looking at like a sad old unused plot of land. But it really is a sad end to an era. I mean, that park had been there for like 100 years, 100 plus years.
Right. In like 1800s. It's really sad to see that go because so many people had so many memories there. I don't know if I even like that they're rebuilding something on that site because it almost feels insulting. But I guess something's better than nothing.
They don't care what the fuck you think, Garrett. Yeah,
they just want to make money. So, build some houses on it. Sell these assholes something.
Well, hey, you know, if Disney bought it, they could sell those houses for millions of dollars because, you know, you want to live near Disney.
I mean, look at Celebration down in Florida. That's the epitome of like Disney housing right there.
Oh, absolutely.
They make it snow. They make it snow in Florida at their town in Celebration. I mean, it's when Disney owns something, they go balls to the wall or nothing.
Or like an Avatar, they just are like, oh, fuck no. So although I think that sounded more like a lady from Minnesota this time, but who cares? So I'm going to jump back. We're going to ask you a couple more questions.
All right.
So another question we ask, and I realize I didn't edit this in the questionnaire I sent you, so I apologize. But we ask people if they're going to take us out on a hot, passionate date, of course, after a nice day at their home theme park. Where would they take us? Like, what's the restaurant or the bar? Like, where are you going to take us to impress us? Like,
okay,
getting laid is on the line. Like, if you want any of this Goliath or Slater dick, you better fucking impress. That's all I'm saying.
I'd take you to Mrs. Knott's Chicken Dinner and get you some fried chicken. How about that?
Oh, yeah, nothing sexier than that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love that, you know, deep fried smell that you get when you walk in there. And just clings to your clothes, so that's all you smell like for the rest of the day. It's such a turn on. I know you can't resist.
And that boysenberry syrup, oh my goodness.
Have you ever had the boysenberry beer or anything boysenberry from Knott's? Because it's fucking fantastic.
It's amazing. I've got boysenberry honey in my kitchen right now. It's so good.
Hell yeah.
Wait, okay, now I am not a California native like you two motherfuckers. So who's going to fucking send me some shit? Thank you very much.
I got you covered. I'll send you out something later.
All right. I expect it.
Send you some jelly. Ooh. Maybe good, a boysenberry beer.
They actually have the stuff that the jelly I brought back actually is seedless. Because that's one of the things that bothers me was this seeds in jellies. They actually have a seedless boysenberry jelly that is amazing.
It's fine with me. I swallow. I'm fine with seed.
Well, perfect because they fuck boysenberry into everything at Knott's. So
absolutely they do.
If you want some boysenberry sauce, come on now.
As long as they don't mess with Monty, I'm okay.
Okay, actually, I'm glad that Knott's came up because I have to mention this. We've talked about before, they're doing that auction for Knott's. I went and I looked at the stuff for sale. Have you either of you had the chance to look at the stuff they're selling?
Not really. What do they got on the plate?
Okay. The only thing, I'll be honest, I was truly interested in were the old mannequins and stuff they had from the log ride.
Oh.
Now, I know that a lot of that was in bad shape when they redid it, but it really looks like they like took shits on it and set fire to it before they auctioned it. Like, it was like terrifying, like straight up out of a horror movie, the type of like shape this one. They have a lot of like just 15 heads you can buy. No bodies. Yeah. Just heads.
Well, that's because the bodies were made out of, like, coat hangers and cotton stuffed in shirts. There's nothing really... Those original mannequins that were in there were absolute garbage by the time they pulled them out of there. And, but they were, like, state-of-the-art when they got put in back in, what, the 60s or something? It was amazing.
Absolutely. They were amazing.
But look at it now. It's fucking terrible. You should have seen it right before they refurbished the ride. It looked like you went to some shitty little theme park out in, like, the boonies. And this was their one ride. And it was still falling apart.
So Six Flags St. Louis.
Yeah, imagine if Six Flags St. Louis themed a log ride.
I can't imagine that Six Flags St. Louis would theme anything.
Exactly.
I can't.
For that renovation, Knott's didn't do shit to the log ride, so they looked pretty bad. They were fucked.
You know, and I bring this up because I want you to do me a favor. Since you're out in California, I actually want to bid on these mannequins because they're terrifying. And they would look – one of those mannequins would look great in my coaster seat I have, which I don't know if you've seen my coaster seat.
I saw that. I'm really jealous of that.
I want to get a terrifying mannequin, and I want to, like, put it in my coaster seat in my office. But I do not want to pay what they're charging. So, because I plan to hit up California next year. So, if I buy it, I need you to go pick it up for me, and then I will come pick it up.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, so, I'll go get that for you. But does that mean that I have to store, like, a creepy Knott's mannequin in my house for like the next few months?
Well, of course, we've already established how much you love your haunt stuff, so why not just do what the Wilson brothers have done and start your own freak show?
Or even better, how about you do a podcast with the mannequin?
Just me talking to the mannequin, right?
You talking to the mannequin.
I'd have to make that like a video podcast.
Or you could practice ventriloquism and have the mannequin talk.
Or I could just fuck the mannequin and make my own porno.
You could.
Yeah.
You could. I'm sure that's rule 34 somewhere, right? Haunt porn.
Well, of course. Why are you going to pick it up? Just take it on the voyage of the Iron Reef.
Just have my way, right?
Of course.
Video cameras be damned.
Well, that's the whole point. You want to buy the video. So, you know, if you're going to be making the porno.
Right. That's right. They're selling the sex tape off.
Exactly. It's the new thing that Cedar Fair is adding. They have fun pics. Well, this is fun pics with three X's.
Fun dick.
Fun dicks.
Fun pics.
Fun dick. Fun dick.
Fun pics.
Dick. Now, I know you want pussy, but I want dicks. Fun dicks.
I want some fun dick pics.
You're outnumbered this time, Goliath.
Shit.
Our agenda is coming to be.
This is what happens when you invite the gays to a podcast.
Oh, gosh. My goodness.
You had no idea what you were getting into when you were in line with me at Flying Turns, Goliath.
It all
comes to fruition. We have a lot of questions, though. So, you know, I'm actually going to try to ask every single question that we have on here.
Slater, I know you guys are having your little bromance bullshit, whatever. Let me ask a question there. We know that your coaster count isn't very high. How did you get into the hobby? And here's a tip. You can actually pad your stats by adding mountain coasters.
So when you ask how I got into this hobby, does that mean when I got into roller coasters or got into like theme park podcast stuff?
Roller coasters. Things that you're actively, continually doing.
Okay. Basically that point when your parents looked at you and go like, oh, fuck, it's a nerd. We had a fucking nerd.
Well, what's funny is that I used to hate roller coasters. I used to fucking despise them. They were terrifying, and you couldn't get me on anything that wasn't a little kiddie coaster.
Okay, but, well, great. You know, it was nice having you here on the Ride This One podcast.
When I was 7 years old, can I point out? Okay, a switch flipped at one point, and I became obsessed. So before you kicked me off.
What coaster or what ride flipped that switch?
Okay. Montu in Florida.
What's his name? Greg.
Greg from Park Journey. He switched it on for me. No. No, definitely Montu in Busch Gardens in Florida. I don't know how the fuck my dad got me on that ride, but he convinced me and my mom to ride this thing. And when we rode it, not only was I like in the death pose where I was curled up in a ball, had my eyes closed, and like, when is this over? It got stuck on the break run, the mid-course break run. And I lost my shit. I was like, get the fire department out here. We need to get out of this thing.
And that's when your father knew you were gay.
Yeah, pretty much. That was the meltdown that sold me out. No, but like for 20 minutes, we got stuck up there. And in that 20 minutes, I calmed down and kind of collected myself. And by the time we moved forward, I was like, okay with it. And I don't know what happened. I became obsessed. After that, I had to ride Kumba, and I had to ride Scorpion, and I had to ride every roller coaster I could find. And then Roller Coaster Tycoon came into the picture, and I spent 2 years just staring at my computer screen playing Roller Coaster Tycoon.
You and me both. I think that's something a lot of us have in common. A lot of enthusiasts, like, we were at that right age, and Roller Coaster Tycoon came on the scene, and everyone played it, but there were a few of us that it's like it got into our soul. And it was just like, this is my life now, and we just never got past it.
Since we're talking about building fake roller coasters and theme parks and stuff, what would be your dream park? What park would you love to go experience?
I'd probably say either like some of the Japanese parks, like Nagashima Spa Land. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Nope, that's actually correct.
Yeah?
Nagashima Spa Land, that's correct.
One of our friends is actually over there right now.
Yep, one of our friends. He was just there yesterday, I think it was. And yeah, he was upset because he got there and Steel Dragon 2000 was closed.
Oh,
and they
did
open it, but they opened it by the end of the day. So he did get that credit. So
okay, that's good. I would be so mad if I flew all the way over there and that was closed.
So the reliability of that arrow is better than an Intamin.
No, it's a Morgan.
Oh, is it a Morgan?
It's a Morgan.
I thought it was an arrow.
You all call yourself fucking enthusiasts.
No, I know. I think he's right. It is a fucking Morgan. I don't know why. It's like that. It reminds me of Arrow so much. I don't know why that was stuck in my head.
That's because when it comes to that style of coaster, like, they're identical pretty much.
Yeah. Especially back then. Like, they were competing.
Oh, gosh, you say back then, it makes me feel old because I still think of that ride as fairly new. And then I remember the year 2000 was 17 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How old are you? How old are you? You're 27. Okay, I'm 30, so it's not like there's a huge difference between.
So you were in, what, 10th grade when I was in 7th?
Right.
When Nagashima, we're both old fucks at this point.
So what we're saying basically is when I fuck the shit out of you, it's not completely creepy.
At least not nowadays. If it was, you know, back then.
It's a 3-year difference. It's only illegal when I was 18.
Depends on what state you're in. So I would
okay.
So I'd have to say that, or Fuji Q Highland Park, like, that one's a really big one too, because I've always wanted to go ride what is it, Don Don Pa?
We're
gonna put that loop in.
Yeah, they're putting a loop in. They're removing that main hill, the airtime moment, and putting in the world's largest loop. So
cool, but it's I don't know. I kind of wish I could go experience it one more time as just the original Top Hat airtime hill, because that looks badass on its own. But I guess a loop would be cool. I love Full Throttle.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to plan a time to get out to California. I feel left out here because it's like, I feel like there's a brohood happening here. It's like, yeah, man, California's awesome. And I'm here like,
California, bro.
Yeah. And go ahead and apologize to your boyfriend for us for like keeping you all day. So
he ain't here.
What? He ain't here.
He ain't here.
All right, well, okay. Yeah, well, that works then. Well,
but then I will send him your regards, absolutely. Oh. He'll never listen to this. He can't handle theme parks. He's like, oh, God. Is he talking about roller coasters again? God damn it.
Right.
God. Oh God. You see, my boyfriend, God bless him, he really likes roller coasters, but in the past couple of years, he has developed vertigo.
Oh.
It runs in his family, so he pretty much, he can do like a ride, and then he has to wait 30 minutes to an hour before he can ride anything else.
Yeah, that's rough. That's hard to work with. Yeah,
it roughs, because I'm a marathoner. Like, I'll, the roughest of the rides, I'll ride for 8 hours straight. I don't give a fuck. I'll keep going.
Hell yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's certain rides you can marathon.
Absolutely. Last year, and actually I'm doing it again this year. We do a coasterthon at Six Flags Over Georgia. I did Goliath, which is our hyper out here, our B&M hyper. I rode that 70 laps. I did the math, and it's like 59
Damn.
Miles.
Okay. But here's the thing. Here's the issue with that. That's a B&M. Do as many laps as I've done on Voyage in the row, and then we'll talk about who's a bitch.
It depends on the B&M. Goliath has one of the more intense helixes, grayout quality helixes.
I think it depends on the coaster, too. Because a B&M hyper, I feel I could handle a lot longer than, say, like an inverted 7-loop coaster that they have.
Right. Actually, I'll be honest. Like at Carowinds, they're calling it Top Gun now, I think.
Yeah.
Or Flight Deck. Or is it Flight Deck?
Flight Deck. It used to be Top Gun.
That thing, that flat spin they have towards the end, is so intense that I don't think I could do that over and over and over and over again. But they don't build them like that anymore, and they haven't for a while. It's only their earlier stuff.
You know, I actually went to Knott's for their commercial shoot. They were shooting some like B-roll footage for their coasters. And so we had to ride the rides over and over and over again, just stay in your seat and kept going. And I was like, this is my dream as a coaster fanatic. Hell yeah. So we did that on almost every ride in the park. And I was so surprised that the spinning coaster was no problem at all. Accelerator, the launch coaster, no problem at all. Rode that like 10 times. But Silver Bullet, the inverted B&M, like three rides in, I was getting so nauseous. And by five, I was like, let me off this fucking thing.
Right.
This is going to turn into a different kind of video if you don't get me off of this fucking ride.
And that one is like well known for being a forceless one. So imagine trying to do that on one that like a Batman in the ride.
Oh, God, no. No,
like, I can't hell fucking no. Yeah,
I don't know what it is about being inverted.
It's called being getting older. Like you start entering your later 20s and your early 30s, and then your body's like, oh, by the way, fuck you.
That's exactly what's happening.
Have you seen the Made to Thrill posters?
I love those posters so much.
Those things are so cool.
I'm looking them up right now. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm screwed. Those are cool. They have a Kumba one. They have a Montu one.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Why did you show me this site? God damn it. Do you guys mind if I take a quick break? I got to run to the bathroom real fast.
No, you need to shit yourself.
Not that kind of video. All right, I'll be right back.
Hey, damn it, Slater, you're late.
Oh, I know, I'm sorry. I have to put Garrett back in his cage. You know, he's quite the slippery one. Well, he was, once I was done with him.
Slater, do I need to tell you what that Crisco's for again?
Oh, Goliath, who said it was Crisco?
Never mind, Slater. I don't need to. I know, I don't want to know.
Well, he was taunting everyone in my basement. He literally walked up to Jim Reed Anderson and said, "Look who's the main bitch now." He snapped his fingers and then it devolved into like screaming and something about clones in the parks. You know, I think he bit some people. Either way, he's a cocky little bitch.
Damn, Slater. You're lucky we're not part of the 99%. Otherwise, you'd be in jail right now. You know that?
I'd thrive in prison.
I don't doubt that, you sick fuck, but let's get down to why I'd ask you to meet here. As you well know, we just finished our 6th episode, and I'll say things are going well.
Oh, fuck yeah. You have no idea just how much man pussy I've got since this all started.
Banned!
What?
That term. Man pee. Nope, I can't even say it. Nope, Sobane.
Fine. But why in Jim Reed Anderson's man tits did you call me here?
Well, as I said, things are going quite well, but I'm beginning to see a disturbing trend, and I don't mean the shorter and shorter seatbelts found at all of your Cedar Fair parks.
Well, what then?
Well, Slater, I'm worried about a possible hostile takeover of our show. First, we have Michael fucking Collins showing up, then Drew the fucking intern basically begs to be on our show, and next we're forced to gag on those Civil Gore guys podcast. It's not right.
Huh? Forced? Nobody had to force me to gag on them.
Yeah, we get it, you're a slut.
Aw, thanks.
And now, most recently, we have this guy from the former Park Fanatic podcast. They're all so eager to help. Too eager, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't want a piece of this? I mean, have you heard us?
Yeah, true. I'm starting to think that there's something questionable going on. Something planned. Like maybe they've been working together to infiltrate our show. What if they plan to take us down from the inside? A hostile takeover.
Okay, well, I'll just put them all in my basement. There's nothing to worry about.
Slater, your fucking basement isn't big enough. And you know, I grew up poor. I wasn't always part of the 1% like you were. I live on steak and lobsters, Slater. I'm not going back to Hamburg. We haven't even RMC'd the voyage yet.
Oh, Goliath, you know we're not fucking doing that. And what in Dolly Parton's diamond-studded nipple clamps are we supposed to do about it anyways?
I don't know, Slater. I guess now we just keep our guard up. Trust no one, Slater. No one.
Oh, I will. I will. See, but I'm going to head home now. It's colonic day for all the boys in the basement, and the last time I left Mike Collins in charge, he ended up lecturing everyone for an hour on how to perform a proper prostate exam. Well, I'll see you next week. Toodles!
Well, Garrett's a chatty little bitch, so we're going to actually cut you all off right here. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with the second half of our interview. It's a lot of fun, so I promise there's a bunch more great content coming. Before we go, I'm going to give the basic wrap-up. Obviously, Goliath's not here, so I'll be doing this by my fucking self, but that's fine. anyways, reach out to us on Twitter, RTO Slater to reach me, or RTO Goliath to reach Goliath. Also, you can reach Garrett, and he is at The Coaster Roll on Twitter. Of course, we have a website, www.ridethisone.com. We also have a Facebook, facebook.com/ridethisone. And of course, we have an email, ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. And we also have a phone number, which is 26 Ride This, also 267-433-8447. Call or text, you motherfuckers. Still, gosh, the silence is deafening. We love you, but please talk to us. Also, you can find Goliath doing his thing at Live Me. He is Coaster Fleek, CoasterFleek, if that was unclear. But definitely, guys, hit us up. We'll be back here in 2 weeks with the other half of this. More skits, more whatever the fuck it is we do. Anyways, fuck y'all. Peace.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.